Okay, well, today, acts of kindness are investments. We are working on a new series this month, recognizing that we are lovingly supported and supplied by the universe of God's substance, right? God's abundance. And how to accept this truth and live in this consciousness of abundance. So last week, Cindy talked about being in God's supply and support no matter what was happening in the outer, and holding on to God's promises and using those as affirmations to bring our focus from limitation into living in abundance. So how have you all been doing with those affirmations and those blessings? Are we working on our focus on abundance versus limitation? Good. Okay, good. So today, acts of kindness are investments. Simple title. I bet everybody already knows what it's about, right? You can probably figure that out. If we think about kindness, kindness is when you possess kind of a sympathetic or generous qualities, respectful, gentle, charitable, and they could be specific or habitual. So a kind deed is a specific act of generous, giving your energy, maybe money, time, attention, patience. But to be, if it's habitual, then it becomes part of your being. And then you are that way. You are kind. Sometimes being kind is not saying anything. Sometimes being kind is a gentle look or a touch or a hug. There's all manners that we can each individually come up with being a kind gesture. And we've all done kind deeds, haven't we? We've all done the big demonstration of being kind. But are we habitually kind? An investment is an act of devoting time, effort, or energy to a particular undertaking with the expectation that something is going to be worthwhile and you'll get a result. So in dealing with money, you want to invest because you're going to get more. If we're investing our kindness, then our kindness is now multiplying, isn't it? It is going out there and coming back to us. So easy, right? So if we show kindness to others, we are investing in brotherhood, aren't we? We are sharing our energy. Yeah, light, money, maybe not saying anything, doing something to help lift somebody up. And so we are investing in others, investing in brotherhood. And the more kindness we express and the more generosity we show, then the more we receive, right? Our basic laws, what you put out comes back. So as we are investing in others, it becomes an investment in ourself, doesn't it? Because as we give, we're receiving. And we're telling the universe how we want to receive. I want to receive in kindness, gentleness. I want to be respected. Also, as above, so below. As below, so above. The more acts of kindness we exhibit, it starts to become a habit, which creates a shift in our vibration where it starts to become our beingness. Now we are being instead of acting. And as we vibrate that kindness, it impacts our soul, doesn't it? It's shifting our vibration, and now it's creating an impact in our soul. And we're, according to the White Eagle, we're setting up building material for our soul, for when we cross over, and the perpetuation of our lifetimes. Doesn't that make sense? Pretty easy, right? We all know as metaphysicians, show kindness, get kindness, shifting our vibration, as above, so below. So acts of kindness are investments in brotherhood and as a part of the whole for ourselves and the continuation of our lifetime. So I could say, let's all go out and do random acts of kindness, and we can create a better world for us and for you and us and everybody, good for the whole, right? It's the gift that keeps on giving. The end, right? That would be the service. You guys get that, right? So that's what I thought the service was going to be. So now that you already got the point, I had to deal with the issue of being kind. So I've been called kind before, and it startled me. Because when I say something, I'm not trying to be kind, I'm being honest. And so if you're trying to use your wisdom and perception in talking with somebody, when they say, oh, you're kind, doesn't it mean like, oh, you're just saying that? Yeah, they're dismissive of my actual wisdom and insight, which irritated me. I am not kind, I'm honest. Because that's what I'm seeing. How dare you say I'm kind? So I've been called kind, but I've also been called direct, which may be a kind word for something else. So it's like when you're being kind, the energy I was thinking of, I have to make stuff up. It's fluff to be nice. Because when you're a child, be nice. Be kind. Don't say that. Don't hit that person. Don't take that toy. Be nice. Be nice. Which means I can't be how I really feel. As a child, we're learning this. And not that that's bad to tell them that. So I had a hard time. I said, why am I having a hard time with being kind? Why did it irritate me if someone calls me kind? And it was because I thought they weren't honoring me. Because I can't say anything other than what I see. And so I thought maybe if I had that issue, maybe you guys might have that issue. So acts of kindness now, we can move from releasing that connotation of being kind and fake. I'm a Yankee, so it was like, I can't do it. So I hope that was helpful. Okay. And so I asked Spirit, okay, what do you want me to share? Because I already got the service in that paragraph, right? We all know what to do. And I heard 136. So I opened to chapter 136. And guess what's the story? The Good Samaritan. Okay, the Good Samaritan. Everybody knows that story. Yes, that is an act of kindness. So we'll just go through it a little bit, but we're going to look at it a little differently. And so, and Jesus stood again within the temple courts and taught, and a master of the law was sent to question him that he might find cause to censure and accuse him of a crime. And he said, Lord, tell me what to do that I might have eternal life. And Jesus said, you know the law. What does it say? And the lawyer answered, you shall... Hold on. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, lo, you have had answered well. This do, and you shall live. And then the lawyer said, my neighbor, who is he? And Jesus said, a man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was met by robbers. He was left bleeding. A Pharisee was going down the way, and he saw the wounded man, but had no time to lose, so he passed him by. A Levite came and saw the man, but he was loath to soil his sacred robes, and he passed by. And a lawyer on his way to Jericho observed the dying man, and then he said, if I could make a shekel, I might help him, but I can't make any money off this, so I'm passing by. And then a stranger from Samaria came that way. He saw the wounded man. His heart was touched with pity, and he stopped, dismounted from his horse, revived this man and placed him on his horse and took him to the inn and charged the innkeeper with the inn to nurse him back to strength. He gave the keeper all the money that he had, and he said, you know, take care of him, and I'll come back and pay you if there's, you know, if you need more money. We all know that story, right? Okay. Now, the master of the law, which of these four? Now, Jesus saying, now, master of the law, which of these four was neighbor unto him who fell among the thieves? And the lawyer said, the man who showed him mercy, he who cared for him. And Jesus said, go on your way and likewise do, and you shall live. So that's an act of kindness, the Samaritan. But I was struck by how Jesus acted kindly to the lawyer. Now, Jesus said he knew the guy was trying to trick him, right? Jesus could read. He knew the guy was coming to him to try and trick him. And he said, master of the law, you know. He's honoring. Okay, you know. He says, you know the law. What does it say? You know, to ask a question, to answer a question. And he said, love your God with all your heart, strength, soul, strength, and mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, lo, you've answered well. Now do this and you shall live. Very kind, isn't it? And then the lawyer said, my neighbor, who is he? Now, Jesus didn't say, what, you don't know who your neighbor is? You know, he took time to tell a story. Let me tell you a story, and you can figure it out. I'm going to honor your own intelligence. And so he tells the story. And so when Jesus says, now, master of the law, honoring him again, who was your neighbor? And then the lawyer answered, the man who showed mercy, who cared for him. And Jesus said, right, go your way and do that. You figured it out. So in being kind, it's a story about Jesus' kindness in demonstrating the story as an act of kindness. So how Jesus related to people was with kindness. I wouldn't say that was loving, would you? The difference between loving and kindness. He was kind. He honored. He was gentle. He was respectful. All the while, Jesus knew the guy was trying to trick him. Jesus could have done a lot of... If we were in his place, what would we have done?
Something snarky.
Something snarky. Yeah. Maybe we would have. And maybe we would have taken the time to do a story. And I know as our fast-paced life is occurring, we don't have time to often break into a story to teach a lesson. But can you see how Jesus' kindness, he was just honoring, were? He wasn't saying anything that was untrue, but he was being kind. All right. Also, when Jesus was... You know, when the people came and they caught the prostitute and they were all going to stone her, and they came and said this vile woman had been taken in adultery. The law of Moses says she shall die, stoned to death. What do you say? Again, trying to trick. What should her punishment be? And then Jesus stooped and made a figure on the ground, and in its place the number of the soul, and then he sat in silent thought. And then when the priest demanded that he speak, he said, "Let him who has no sin stand forth and be the first to cast a stone at her." And then he closed his eyes, and not a word was said. And when he arose, he saw the woman all alone, and all the men had left. And Jesus said, "I condemn you not. Go on your way and sin no more. Another example of Jesus being kind, where he could have done a lot of other things. And can you feel the difference between kind and loving? Kindness can open the door for us to be loving, but kind is just taking a perception and holding that light, honoring everyone involved, because he could have done a lot of other things, like Bonnie would do something. All right. So as we can move from acting, it's the acts of kindness, and I kept focusing on kindness and investment, and Spirit's like, "You're focused on the wrong word. It's acting. Acts of kindness." Sometimes we have to pretend to act like we're kind to create that pathway for us to see that perception and know that that perception is true. So as we're being raised, be kind, be nice, it's teaching us how to behave and how to maybe take another perception of the reality that's we're being faced with. Have we all been in situations where we knew we were being kind, where we had to forcefully, consciously not say what we really wanted to say, and then Spirit flowed through and gave you the perfect words? And once that happens, doesn't it make it easier for you to find those right words or not say what you just think you need to say? And then how did that make you feel? Pretty empowered, maybe? And does it make you feel kind? And so when we are being kind, it becomes easy for us to be kind then, right? Because we're training our mind and our vision to see respect and honor, gentleness, being generous with our energy, because we know we live in the flow of abundance. So we have time, we have energy to give. But now, how are you receiving kindness? Remember, Cindy talked about how we're living in this abundance, but now how are we receiving kindness? If I say, "Oh, you look beautiful, Cindy," do you go, thank you? Is it hard for us to say thank you? And do we say thank you with, "You're just saying that"? Or do we say thank you and bring it in so that we can be lifted and our soul can evolve and give confidence? Cindy texted me this morning at 6:00. "Are you doing okay?" I said, "Yeah, it's all jumbled up. Pray for the service." She texts back, "I know it'll be perfect." And I put, "You're so kind." But she didn't know how funny that was going to be. because she's saying it because she is sympathetic. She knows, and she knows that whatever is said, we trust will be perfect. Someone will need to hear it, and it would all work out. And as she says, yes, it will be perfect, doesn't that give me confidence that Cindy said, yes, it's going to be perfect? Instead of going, oh, you're just saying that. You know, you're saying that to be kind because I really don't know what I'm doing. Instead of receiving it, it's like, yes, I know it will be perfect. I can receive that, and I know God's going to speak to me, and I know it's all going to work out like it always does, no matter what. Do you see the difference? So I think our message is really about receiving kindness. Are we able to receive kindness without judging that someone's just trying to be nice? And not believing what our brothers and sisters are saying to us. Let me take that kindness in. And as I take that kindness in, as I say, yes, I know that, thank you, that shifts my vibration to be able to receive even greater, making it an investment in my energy for my soul and for the good of the whole. Everybody breathe. So are we all going to work on receiving kindness? Because we're moving into Thanksgiving, where we're grateful and giving, and everyone's giving love, and we're being gratitude. So let's remember about receiving. Really, if someone gives you a compliment, take it in. If someone says a kind word or a look, take it in. Because they're investing in you, and you're investing in you, which is investing in the good of the whole. Okay? Easy? Got it? Okay. Let's go within. Just take a nice deep breath. And God, I ask that a column of your love and light come over all of us. And I ask that Jesus Christ stand with each person. And I ask that we just go within, and if we can look at anything that is vibrating within us that keeps us from receiving good and expressing kindness, be shown. We ask that we can move into the truth of the matter, that our eyes be open, our inner eyes be open, and our inner ears be open as we move through this world, hearing and seeing kindness, generosity, gentleness, peace. Help us, allow us to take that in our walk. Lift from us anything that keeps us from expressing in a gentle way to our brothers and sisters. Lift out anything that keeps us from honoring the people in front of us. Lift out all that keeps us from receiving generosity of spirit. And as we do that, God, help us be kind to ourselves. Remove all judgments of self. Help us be kind in our own thoughts, about our own life, about our own person, so we can vibrate that energy for the good of the whole. And just see a cleansing light just moving through you, lifting all that may keep you from receiving and experiencing And with an open heart and open mind, just take a nice deep breath and just say yes. We are so grateful, God. And when you're ready, just gently open your eyes. How'd you do? Good. Did anybody see anything that was keeping them from being kind, receiving? You guys are all good. Okay, good. Okay. So in our walk this week, let's be kind. Let's be generous with our energy. Let's not be suspicious of a kind word or sentiment. Be open and just breathe it in. Thank you. Yay, God. Yay.